Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate, cut through the confusion and share the naked bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
Well, I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and my wonderful co-host Michelle has laryngitis, so she's out for the count today. So I'm going solo on an amazing topic. You better listen up. And that is, in 2012, 8 million U.S. women ages 21 to 65 had not been screened for cervical cancer in the last 5 years. No woman should die from cervical cancer. What is going on here? So we have Dr. Vicky Bernard, who is a PhD epidemiologist and team leader in the Division of Cancer Prevention and Controls Epidemiology and Applied Research Branch. And her research is focusing on this very reason, this cervical cancer program. What's going on here? So, Dr. Bernard, welcome to Her Radio. And I know our listeners are asking, how did all of these women not get their exam? What is going on?
Yes, well, thank you for having me. And we were very excited to look at cervical cancer, because cervical cancer is so unique in that we know the cause. It's caused by human papillomavirus, or HPV, and we have these measures to take action. We have primary and secondary prevention tools. We have the HPV vaccine that prevents future cancers, and we also have screening, as you've heard, that detects pre-invasive disease before it even becomes cancer. And together, both cervical cancer screening and the HPV vaccine could prevent as many as 93% of cervical cancers. Yet in our research, we found that over 8 million women were not getting screening. So it's just alarming to us.
But why? Why? What do you think is going on out there?
So when we tried to look into why, who are these women? Who are these 8 million women that are not getting screened? And we were very surprised to find that 7 out of 10 of these women had both insurance, and they also had a primary care doctor. So we had thought access to care would probably be a large factor in these women not getting screened, because we know that cervical cancer occurs mainly in low-resource, underserved regions, and it's usually an access issue. There's women in poverty, yet we see that these women have insurance, and they also have a doctor. So there are other barriers that we believe that beyond access to care, their lack of access. Do the women even know about cervical cancer? Are their providers recommending it when they're going into the doctor? Lack of transportation, cultural beliefs, a whole mistrust of the healthcare system, and other factors that we know and that we've seen in other studies that are playing a role. But we were just very surprised at the large number of women that are not getting this preventive care that can save their lives.
Well, I saw this on NBC News, and it was all over the internet and multimedia, and it was a shocker. You know, as a physician, I'm always recommending that. I mean, something as simple as a pap test, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not
yeah.
like you have to have even needles or terrible things going on, but it also takes time, and you have the appointment, and women, I think, just sort of wipe themselves off their own radar screen and blow it off, especially if they're younger. I'm ever so busy, right? And they sort of do that thing.
Yeah.
Don't you think? And I there is a cultural, there's also body image issues. I think a lot of heavier women are very hesitant because there's been a lot of body stigma, and this is a very, a private kind of examination.
Yeah.
And I've had women who've been raped and have had sexual abuse, and a pap test is very traumatic to them. I think we just need to really get out there and get that word out. And I am just so grateful as a physician that this research came out. So thank you to you and your team for generating this, because we really needed to hear this reality check.
Yes, because we're thinking, oh, cervical cancer, not many women. We've really done a great job over the last 50 years of reducing cervical cancer. Cervical cancer used to be the top cancer for females, but now it's ranked much lower. But we're still seeing women die from this disease that's largely preventable.
Which is crazy, you know. Well, let's flip over to the HPV. You mentioned HPV as a cause. So tell us about the HPV vaccine and why girls and boys should get it with their routine examinations and as a regular vaccine. You know, this has been controversial. Some parents saying, oh, no, it'll encourage sexual, you know, behavior. And what is all this about? So help us with this vaccine.
Yes, so the vaccine is recommended for 11 or 12-year-olds, both boys and girls, as you said, and they should get the full three-dose series for the HPV vaccine. And young women can get it up until the age of 26, and young men can get it up until the age of 21. But for it to be effective, it needs to be given prior to HPV exposure, before sexual activity. But as you said, what we know is that right now only one out of three girls and one out of seven boys in 2013 have received all three doses of the vaccine. So you're and they did back I think 20 in just in July they came up, the CDC came out, the HPV vaccine folks came out with, you know, some of the reasons why they're not getting the vaccine, and some of those top was that the doctor didn't recommend it, that they didn't need it, lack of knowledge. So again, we're seeing that the HPV vaccine is not given as often as the other recommended vaccines, the adolescent vaccines. So our message is strong not to miss these opportunities, that providers need to use every opportunity that a woman is in the office to ask if she's been screened, to talk about cervical cancer as well as talk about her her daughters and sons.
Fantastic. And if people want to learn more about the HPV vaccine, where should they go?
Yeah, they can go to our website, www.cdc.gov/vaccines.
Fantastic. And I assume also at the same CDC website that people will also be able to learn more about cervical cancer in general, right?
Oh, that's true. And they can go directly to cdc.gov/cancer and get all the information that they want. We also have CDC funds the Breast and Cervical Cancer Program, which provides free screening for those eligible. So definitely there's just no reason why women should not get out there and get screened.
Oh, fantastic. And I think it's really important that women out there know that there's a problem here, a huge problem. So my question is, what is the CDC going to do to address this issue? Is there going to be a campaign? Are we going to see ads on, you know, television, you know, sort of, you know, messages and multimedia? Tell me what the CDC is going to do.
So currently we do all of that. So we are working with our state and local health departments to promote the recommended screening options as well as HPV vaccines. As I mentioned, we fund the CDC's National Breast and Cervical Cancer Early Detection Program that provides low-income, uninsured, and underinsured women access to timely breast and cervical cancer screening and diagnostic care to all 50 states, District of Columbia, territories, and American Indian, Alaska Native tribes. But we also fund evidence-based interventions where several of our programs and our states are using these messages to try to reach that underserved population. There's a lot going on. And here at CDC, after we've put this study out, our meeting to determine what else can be done and how can we use what's being done more to reach, you know, to talk to providers more.
Fantastic. You know, we've had the pleasure now of listening to Dr. Vicky Bernard from the CDC, and this is fabulous information. Everyone out there, come on, get that Pap test for crying out loud. And my brethren, that means doctors, nurses, and health providers, you got to strongly recommend screening and vaccinations here, especially for the HPV. We are so thankful to have you on to help explain all of this to us. We need to know this. Get that Pap smear for crying out loud.
Yeah.
I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson. Listen to her radio and all of the great shows on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Stay well.